Is obedience necessary for salvation, or is it an option that we can take or leave? What exactly is required of us to be eternally saved? Some say that we don't need to be obedient, but only need to believe. Just know that Jesus died for us, because John 3:16 simply says that if you believe, you will be saved. Let's apply this same logic to three other verses that speak of salvation and see the result. In Acts 15:11, only grace is mentioned regarding salvation. So, using the same logic, it would mean we don't need to believe, have faith, or repent to be saved. In Luke 7:50, only faith is mentioned. So that would mean we don't have to believe, or repent, or need God's grace to be saved. And in 2 Corinthians 7:10, only repentance is mentioned. So that would mean we don't need to believe, have faith, or need God's grace to be saved. Obviously, each of these statements is wrong, just as it is wrong to say that we only have to believe in Jesus to be saved. From this, we can see the error of using one verse as proof text for a doctrine. No sound doctrine is based on a single verse. The fact is, salvation comes through grace, repentance, and faith, as well as believing. We are saved by the grace of God when, in faith, we repent of our sins and believe in Jesus. All four are essential for salvation. The following is a brief look at grace, faith, and repentance. Firstly, grace is not a magic word through which we are forgiven, no matter what. Grace is God's loving goodness reaching out to redeem hell-deserving sinners from slavery to sin. Through God's grace, we receive two things. Firstly, we receive forgiveness of our past sins. 2 Peter 1:9 and Romans 3:25 tell us that our past sins are forgiven. However, no verse states that our future sins are also forgiven. Rather, 1 John 1:9 tells us that if a Christian sins, then he must confess it to receive forgiveness. Second, we receive the Holy Spirit to guide us and to strengthen us to overcome future sin. 2 Peter 1:3 and 4 tell us that God's divine power, the Holy Spirit, gives us everything we need for life and godliness so that we can escape the corruption of sin in our lives. Also, Titus 2:11-14 tell us that God's grace teaches us to reject ungodliness and worldly passions as we wait for Jesus, who gave himself to redeem us from all wickedness. So we can see that in his grace, God forgives our past sins and spiritually empowers us to overcome future sin so that we can be redeemed, freed from slavery to all wickedness, and become a pure, holy people of God, because without holiness no one will see the Lord. Regarding faith, in Hebrew the word for faith can also be translated as faithfulness. So, to a Jew, faith and faithfulness go hand in hand. Where Habakkuk 2:4 says, "The righteous will live by faith," it could be translated, "The righteous will live by faithfulness." Likewise, where Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God," it could be translated, "Without faithfulness it is impossible to please God." An unfaithful servant cannot please God, and Psalm 66:18 says that even his prayers are not heard. Lastly, repentance for salvation is not a once-off act. In Luke 13, verse 3, Jesus told the people to repent or perish. And the word repent is present tense, meaning that we must continue in repentance, otherwise we will perish. Some believe that ongoing repentance for salvation is salvation by works, but Jesus commands repentance, so it cannot be works. And the fact is, he said that if we don't repent of our sins, then we will perish. From this, it can be seen that believing in Jesus for salvation goes well beyond just knowing that he died for our sins. Strong's definition of believe is commit to trust, put in trust with. And in John 3:16, the word believe is present tense, meaning that to inherit eternal life, a person must continue to trust and commit their ways to Jesus. 1 John 2:6 says, "Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." The word walk makes it obvious that believing in Jesus is not a one-step affair, but an ongoing, lifelong commitment. So if we want to inherit eternal life, then we must walk in obedience to God, just as Jesus did. The following verses are some examples which speak of obedience and the consequences of disobedience. Firstly, Ephesians 5:3-7 warn Christians about various sins, and verses 6 and 7 say, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partakers with them." Note how we are warned not to be deceived into thinking we can be partners in sin and escape God's wrath. Next, Jesus gave us a new command to love one another. 1 John 4:20 and 3:15 tell us, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar. And anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him." Hating a brother or sister makes us a liar and a murderer and without eternal life. Next, 1 John 2:4-6 also speak about liars, saying, "The man who says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him." Failing to obey Jesus' commands makes us a liar, and Revelation 21:8 tells us that all liars go to the lake of fire. Next, Jesus said, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love." That's John 14:21 and 15:10. If we don't obey Jesus' commands, then we won't remain in his love, but will be cut out of the vine and burned, just as he says in John 15:6. Finally, in Romans 6:16, Paul said, "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness?" From these few examples, we can see that disobedience leads to death, the second death, but obedience leads to righteousness. Our time on earth is short, but during that time, our eternal destiny is set forever. So let's encourage each other to be obedient and pursue holiness, which results in eternal life. That's Romans 6:22. Amen.